Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank White. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Doug Bird. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Singer. And now, play ball. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Wolford steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is hit by the pitch. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Brett reaches second base with a double. Wolford scores. Otis moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Weiniger settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Weiniger. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. Brett moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Singer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. White reaches second base with a double. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randall catches it and throws to first to double up Martinez. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards short. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall misplays the ball. That's an error on Randall. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. White takes first base on ball 4. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a pop-up towards short. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bostock moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird juggles the ball. That's an error on Bird. Bostock moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Bostock scores. Weiniger moves to third. Cubbage moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Royals. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field. Wolford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wolford. Weiniger scores. Cubbage scores. Heil moves to third. Ford moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's Royals, 3, Twins, 3. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Carew reaches second base with a double. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bostock. The throw from Martinez and he is out, White applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to third. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rupert Jones pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Way then now catching. Steve Mingori now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bo Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carew moves to second. Lyman Bo Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bo Stock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bo Stock hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to second. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field. Hal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Heil reaches second base with a double. Mark Little now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford, who is chasing the ball. Ford reaches third base with a triple. Heil scores. It's 5-3, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-3 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. It's 6-3, Twins. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-4 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for John Way then. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens scores. White moves to third. It's 6-4, Twins. Dave Nelson pinch runs for Jamie Quirk. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. Nelson moves to second. It's 6-5, Twins. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-6, Royals. Tom Johnson now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Hyle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Stinson now catching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Carew for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.